Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Theodosia and the Staff of Osiris by R. L. Lefevers, performed by Charlotte Perry, produced by Audible Incorporated.
Chapter 1. A Grand Fate. The lace on my party frock itched horribly. I don't understand how they can make things as complex as motor cars or machines that fly, but can't invent itchless lace. Although Mother didn't seem to be plagued with this problem, I would have to pay close attention to the other ladies at the reception this evening to see if they exhibited any symptoms.
"You're surprisingly quiet, Theodosia,"
Father said, interrupting my thoughts. "Surprisingly? Whatever did he mean by that, I wonder?"
"I would have thought you'd be chattering a mile a minute about Lord Chudley's reception."
Tonight was to be my big introduction to professional life, and I planned to savour every second of it. I would be the first 11-year-old girl ever to walk in their midst. What if they should ask me to make a speech? Wouldn't that be grand? I would stand there, with all eyes on me, keepers and lords and sirs, and all sorts of fancy folk, and then I would have to say something. Maybe having to speak wouldn't be such a great idea after all. Mother put her gloved hand on Father's arm.
"She's most likely nervous, Alistair, the only young girl among so many important dignitaries and officials. I would have been tongue-tied at her."